This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The future of ad revenues at Facebook is looking somewhat brighter than many had expected. A forecaster has dramatically hiked its estimates for the money-making power of Facebook's mobile app, suggesting $1.2 billion in mobile ad revenue by 2014. At the same time, Facebook's under fire today from some users for a change in the fine print of its photo-sharing service, Instagram. The new Facebook ad revenue estimates are from a data-crunching company called eMarketer, and Clark Fredrickson is a vice president there. Hey, Clark.
Hi there.
The negative buzz on Facebook all these months since the IPO has been that they have not shown the potential to raise revenue that people had expected. I gather from your new numbers that something has changed. So what's changed?
You know, for many years, the majority of Facebook's revenue came from ad products that were really designed for the desktop user. Facebook developed an ad product that was seamless across devices. So whether you were browsing Facebook on your desktop or whether you were on your phone or on a tablet, you were seeing ads delivered in its newsfeed. And what that meant was that they were able to much more effectively deliver those ads across device to users than they had been before. And what we've seen over the last 6 months is Facebook dramatically increased the number of ads it's delivered in mobile news feeds, and therefore the amount of revenue it's been able to capture from that.
Let's talk about Instagram, the photo sharing service that Facebook now owns. Instagram changed its terms of service to say now they can sell the photos that you post without your permission. It's not clear they're going to start doing this anytime soon, but they can. It's another way to monetize our social networking, but for now at least looks like users feel betrayed. How do you think this is going to play out?
You know, Facebook does not want to alienate its user base at the expense of ad revenue. And that was one of the reasons, for example, why they were cautious in their rollout of mobile advertising products, because they didn't want to overwhelm users. It's likely we'll see a similar path with Instagram. They haven't yet begun to monetize it, but there's big potential.
Clark Fredrickson is a vice president at eMarketer. Thanks a lot, Clark.
Thank you.